in pursuing our goals of full employment, better housing, excellence in education, in rebuilding our cities and improving our rural areas.
I kept a catch of weapons down there. We used to do a lot of work. And when I say we, I'm referring to a party named Wolfman, who is now deceased. But at that time, he was excellent remodifying weapons, manufacturing loads, whatever come down to handguns, rifles. This guy was a professional at it. He could manufacture things in his basement like you wouldn't believe, from silencers on down the line. He did it all for him. So I went down there, got the stuff we needed, and we had the one car that he just bought. Already had everything secured in. We had secret compartments in it.
So what did Wolfman do for you?
Wolfman, when I contacted him after all this went down, and this is several years later, this is when I first met Joe West, and Joe West had come here, visited me, we talked. And he asked me, he said, do you think this party called Wolfman would talk to me? And Joe asked me what his real name was, and I told him, I said, I won't divulge that, but I will call him and talk to him. So I called him on the phone, and I told him, I said, I'm talking to Joe West from Texas, and he wanted to know who Joe was, and I explained all this to him, and I said, Joe would very much like to interview. I said, I did not give Joe West your name, but I told him that you was the one that manufactured the special round. You made 6 rounds for me to take to Texas, all mercury loaded. He said, he wants to talk to you very much. Will you talk with him? And he said, get back to him. He said, I'll let you know. He said, I want to check a few things. The following week, Wolfman was dead.
How did he die?
I believe he had a heart attack. I've been in contact with nobody that was affiliated with Wolfman since that date.